He is like fire, burning through time, as old as forever, fast in his prime. I saw his blue spaceship materialize. He looked out and said to me, run for your life. I don't know why I never thought to ask him for his name, but I really don't think he ever told me the truth anyway. That's okay, it's completely terrifying, but it's so, so exciting. He said I was brilliant and I could change the world. Too many places I've been, but there's so much more to see. We got galaxies and planets and moons, and an awful lot of running to do. Such a long time since I met you back on the Star Run, and I'm pretty sure that you know that not much has changed since then. It doesn't matter how hard you try to remove me, I think you will agree that if one of us dies, then the other will too. I am not in war with you. Doctor isn't here this time, this won't be a breeze. He's stuck in 1969 on your DVDs. Just listen very carefully to what he's got to say. Do not turn your back on him and don't look away, cause if they get inside the TARDIS, then the sun will go out. Just go down to the cell and show them what you're about. Then you're faster than you could ever believe. Don't let the light go out and don't be naive. Just don't blink. I said don't blink. Just look directly at them and I'll say where they are. I think they're crying anyway, they can't mean no harm. My eyes are watering, I'm right on the brink. I'm sure nothing will happen if I were to break.